And Zayna Med Aleph, before we see Tosfos, let's just quickly go over the Gemara that we're going to learn the Tosfos in Am. Rav Yehuda Shari Lamidl Betchila B'Yontif. Rav Yehuda was Mata to be Beil Apsule in Yontif. Omar Apapai Mishmei Derove, Loiteime B'Yontif De Shari HaBishabes also. That Shabbos he asked, Davke Yontif he was Mata. Do Adin Dafilu B'Shabes Nami Shari. Shabbos it's also Muta. Umaisi shohoyo kachoyo. That is what Rav Papai said. B'shem Rove. Rav Papai Mishmei Derove Omar B'Yontif Shori B'Shabes Oso. No. Rav Yehuda was only Mater in Yontif and not in Shabbos. Amalei Rav Papai L'Rav Papai Mai Daiter. According to you, what is the chilik between Yom Tov and Shabbos? Miteich shehutra chabura letzayre, hutra nami shalei letzayre. He says, we are matter ledamu tzorech, but there's a heter of miteich in Yom Tov. El me'ata muta lasa is mugma b'Yom Tov, so then it should be permitted to make a mugma in Yom Tov also, the miteich shehutra chabura letzayre, Utra nami shalele tzayrich. Omalei. So Rav Papai told him, Olecho makro, Ache sheye ochel lechol nefesh, Dovor hashove lechol nefesh. Dovor hashove lechol nefesh. Is memele, is, so mugmer is also, because not dovor hashove lechol nefesh, in Bila is Muta, because that is a Dover HaShava L'chol Nefesh. Omer le'ravach b'rei derove le'ravash el mi'ata nizdamin le'tzvi b'yontev. If he got a tzvi to shecht in yontev, oil vein HaShava L'chol Nefesh ochenami da'osa. A tzvi is very difficult to get. It's very rare. Only Ashirim can get a tzvi. So you say it's also a mishkate, it's not a dover hashov l'chol nefesh. Omalei, ano dover hatzeirich l'chol nefesh kamina. I'm speaking about if there's a need l'chol nefesh. Tzvi tzorich l'chol nefesh, or tzvi is a tzorich achila, achila is a dover hashov l'chol nefesh. But mugmer, there's no need for mugmer. Let us see Taisvus. So Taisvus says, Miteich shahutra letzayrech. Now, if we learn the Gemara literally, so the Gemara seems to be saying, Miteich shahutra havora letzayrech. Since havora became muta letzayrech, utra nami shaloi letzayrech. That afilu, there is no need whatsoever to make the havore, but it's muta, that's a dinner mitaych, you don't need a tzayrech. So Taisvus says, no, that is napshat in the Gemara. Perish, mitaych shehutra letzayrech, letzayrech oichol nefesh. The Torah was matar havore letzayich oichol nefesh, utranami sheloi letzayich oichol nefesh. So it's mutar sheloi letzayich oichol nefesh. Obovachi yetzayich hanos hayoy. But you need a tzayich, you need some sort of a tzayich. Either it's hanos hayoy. This bringing you a no in yontif. I'm doing a malocha letzayich hanos hayoy. Oy tzeirich kiyum mitzveh b'yontif, or a tzeirich, even it's not a tzeirich hano, it's a mitzveh sayoyim, so that's also called a tzeirich, that one is permitted to do a meloche. Kehi doitzoas kotn lamoyloi, v'seifa tzeirich likreis boy, v'lulav lotzeis boy. So all these inyonim beisilu was matter. So all these are mitzvahs hayoyim. So memele, So therefore, this is muta, either hanos ayoyim or kiyim mitzvah sayoyim. Avol shaloy letzoyrech hayoyim klal. But what if a person will do a malocha? There's no tzoyrech at all for yontiv that this malocha should be done. Loy. So then, yizichar mechalu yontiv. There's no one is matter a malocha in yontiv shaloy letzoyrech klal. K'moy heitzos avonim demechayiv. Taisus really has a gemara, according to Taisus Girsa, that heitzos avonim is chayiv. Heitzos avonim is a tzir that is no tzoyrech. V'oife miyontev l'choyl l'ravchizde do'ama loike. Or another case, if a person is baking miyontev l'choyl, so Rav Chizde says, you are loike. Mishim delesle hoyul. He doesn't hold of hoyul or mikli oichim. That means Rabba holds that ha'oife miyontev l'choyl. V'yibya machlikes Rav Chizde and Rabbe. So in reality, this person is baking in yontiv, not l'tzayrich yontiv. He has no intentions of eating in yontiv. He's after his suda, he's bulging already. Well, he's baking it miyontiv l'chel. So Rav Chizde says, loike, he gets malkis. This is a afiya shaloy l'tzayrich yontiv. So you get malkis, that's called a maloche. And that's Taisvus Chayit. That if you do a malocha shalei letzeirich yontif, you get malchus. Rabbi says you don't get malchus because there is a possibility that this malocha could be, will end up being done letzeirich yontif. For example, what will be if he's baking 20 challahs and later he gets 40 oichem? So the oichim comes, so now he'll serve these oichim, these 20 chalas. So it seems that these chalas were baked letzayrich yontav, echiach seifei al tchilosai. So Rabbi says you can't give him malchus because there's a possibility that what he's doing will still be used letzayrich yontav. Rav Chizde says you don't say that. So Taisus is bringing a raya that if there's no tzoyrech whatsoever, so that's called emes echil yontif. So therefore we have to learn pshat in our gemara. That what the gemara says, hutro shaloy letzoyrech, does not mean shaloy letzoyrech klal. No, shaloy letzoyrech achila. You're allowed to do the malacha, different tzeirich yontif. But you need a tzeirich yontif, a tzeirich mitzvahs hayayim, or a tzeirich hanoas hayayim. So now, Taisvus is going to be miyashiv a few sugyas. So Taisvus says as follows, Ushchitas oilas nedove deshori lebeiselu. To shecht an oilus nedove in yontif, that beisilul is mata. So where is there? It's not a mitzvah hayoyim. You don't have to be makriv the oile today. Have you made a nedove to bring an oile? Fine. So you'll bring it chalamayit. Why do you have to bring it today? So it's not a mitzvah hayoyim. Number one. Number two, it's not hanoas hayoyim. Because it's a noila, you're not going to derive any benefit from it. Vafal pikein, there's a gemore that according to Bisilu, you say mitoich. So Taisva says, because there's another cheshben over there. Haina mishum shalei shulchanach molei pishulchan raboch chosam. That your shulchan should not be molei while you'll be eating, and the mizbeach should be empty. So Taisvus in Beye calls this Simchas Yontev. That's called a Simchas Yontev. Could be the Simchas Yontev is that his Simche, when he's eating on his Shulchan, is not Bishleimis realizing that Shulchan Raboy is Reikov. So Memela, this enhances the Simchas Yontif of his. So the Hefer is, so he's shechting the Oilus Nedova al Simchas Yontif. I just saw the Haflo brings down. It's Shreklach. The Gemara says in Beye, that according to Beis Hillel, if a Sheikhet Eilis Nadova Beyontav Eine Loike, he doesn't get Malkis, because of Mitoich, but it is also because there's a Mit Lachem V'Loile Gavoya, that's an Esse. But there's no love. There's no love because Shloye Shulchan Raboch Chosa Shulchanach Mole B'Shulchan Raboch Chosa. But Lemaise is one permitted to shecht an oilas Nedova Chas V'Shalom. You're not permitted. Is one permitted to be Makter an oilas Nedova? Chas v'shalom, Ya'ivranesa, Lochem v'loy l'gavoya. So what is the Simchas Yontif over here? If Lamais it is also to do, so what is the Simchas Yontif? So let us come back to this soon. But that kasha, I just saw the Haflo asks. Lamais, the Gemara only says, not that it's permissible, no pshat is that there's no love als the din of mitoich. You're not loike, but it's not permissible als lachem v'loy l'gavoya. Let's go a little further. Umoitze chometz b'soich b'isei demrine per kamed p'sochem. The koifa olav keili. The Gemara says if a person finds chometz b'soich b'isei, so he covers it. You don't burn it. Now, I just said that a tzairich mitzvah hayoim, a tzairich kiyem mitzvah hayoim is called a shalei l'tzairich that we say mitoich. So, memela, there's a mitzvah of tashbisu, there's a mitzvah of bal yeroeh. So why can't you burn the chometz? Why do you have to cover it? Hainu mishum da'osa l'sofa midarabona mishum muktze da'osa l'taltalai. So Taisva seems to be saying that you're not allowed to pick up the chometz. You want to make a fire and burn it, so you'll have to pick up the chometz and burn it. So you're not allowed to. Tiltu muktze is also. Not als the havore, shabai. The havore is gradmutter. But it's also, since it's also banos, it's also betiltu. But meikir adin, you're allowed to burn it, ain't a chanami. Avolein oima de my airik shebitloi. And maybe we'll say another teretz. We'll say it's speaking about that he was mevatel the chometz already. He's mevatel the chometz, so then there's no tashbisu anymore. He's not over tashbisu. So that's why he's not permitted to burn it. Because there's no mitzvah sayayim. So Taisu says that's not true. The mikol mokin midarabono mitzvah l'sofoy. Midarabono, we don't rely on bittul. So midarabono is a mitzvah l'sofoy. Vavetzayre chayayim, the mitzvah darabono namisharinen, heiche deika lemeima mitaych. A mitzvah darabono, you also matter, if you could say mitoich. So we're back to the kasha. So why can't you burn the chometz if you find it in Pesach? So Kochi, you have to say, the reason is not because of the Isser Havore. The reason is because there's an Isser of Tiltu Muktze. The pligi beishamai ubeisilu b'mevashel gita noshe b'yontev v'ochle. A person cooked a gita noshe and he ate it. The le beishamai de leslo mitoich loike. So according to beishamai, he doesn't hold mitoich, it's like it. Lebeisilo dislo mitoich, ain't they like it. Now this is shreklach already. According to Beishamai, you don't say mitoich. Now the way this is explained, the din of mitoich is mitoich shahuta letzairach oichel nefesh, shahuta shaloi letzairach oichel nefesh. Now, lechere, mevashel gida noshe, lechere, it's called oichel nefesh. So we have to understand, so what's pshat in Beishamai? If Beishamai holds it's not oichel nefesh, so what tzairach is there according to Beisilu? If you say not like Taisvus, you don't need bechlala tzairach hayayim. So it's good, so Beisilu says mitoich. But if you need a tzairach hayayim, what tzairach is there over here? If it doesn't have a shame of oichel nefesh, so what tzairach is there? So Taisvus says as follows. Tzorich loyma, so we have to say, afal gavdolei choshiv oichel nefesh, mishum iser derochiv alei. That means since one is not permitted to eat a gida noshe, so memele, so it does not fall into the category of oichel nefesh, it's not considered oichel nefesh, choshiv yitzah, but since it's also bachila, so this is not oichel nefesh that the Torah was matter. But it's called a tzairach hayayim. It's not oichel nefesh, but it's a tzairach hayayim. So the Taisus HaRosh, the Rosh in Mesechtes Beye adds a word. What's the tzairach? So the Rosh says this is Simchas Yontif. That means it's not called oichel nefesh because oichel nefesh only includes macholim which are permitted to be eaten. This is not called oichel nefesh. It's mistamer brings agil nefesh if you eat macholas asuris. About kaponim, a simchis yontif there is. That's what the Rosh says. So there's a simchis yontif, so you're allowed to, we'll have later in Taisvus, you're allowed to carry a baby outside. It's Simchas Yontif. So this is also, he's gonna eat it, he's eating it, he has intentions of eating it. So he's doing a malacha letzairach Simchas Yontif. And for him it's a simcha. Now, someone asked me a kasha, is he mekayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif when he eats it? Lachayre, this is echt the mitzvah bo baveire. That means if he's the Simchas Yontif is that he's oichel basar. That's the Simchas Yontif. I mean, this basar he's zayver anissa when he eats the basar. So it's a mitzvah bo baveire. Taisvus and Suki asks Akasha, why do you need a posik to tell me that one is not yoitze b'matzah shal tevel? It's a mitzvah bo baveire. So we see from Taisvus, if a person eats macholas asuris, that's called a mitzvah bo baveire, it's not the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So lechere the mitzvah of simchis yontav, he's also not mekayim. So what kind of simchis yontav is there? So at first I thought, perhaps the Rosh who says this over there holds, the machlokes harishonim of mitzvah bo baveire is absul d'oraisa, absul d'rabbono. So maybe the Rosh holds, Taisus and Daftes wants to say it's absul d'oraisa, and Daftes and Sukkah wants to say it's absul d'rabbono. So perhaps the Rosh holds it's absul d'rabbono. So there is a kiyam of simchis yontif. That means minatari, mekayim simchis yontif. So that's called, that's a chayayim. Midarabbono it's a mitzvah bo baveire. No. But they still call that tzairach hayayim because min ha-Torah mekayim mitzvah simchis yontif. If min ha-Torah you're also not mekayim simchis yontif, then it's difficult to understand. So what kind of tzairach hayayim is there over here? What tzairach is this? It's Taka good ha'ore. But now let's go back to what we mentioned before. Before we mentioned that Taisva said that Ashechet Eilus Nedove Beyontev is Mutter like Beis Hillel. So the Aflos Moira, it's not Mutter according to Beis Hillel. It's an Esem. Shchitas Eilus Nedove, the Shari Anim Shim Shlei Shulchanach Molei. But the Gemara says, "Ashechat Eilus Nedove La Beis Hillel Ein Eloike Mishum Itoich." Not like it, but Afal Pikein, it's not Mutter. Lachem V'Loi LeGavoye, it's an Esem. So, but he's not like it. He's saying mitoich. So the aflois k'samel dekakasha. If you're not allowed to do it, he says, what's the loye shulchan raboch chosa? So that's pshat that the haktore when you mak the adam is beyach. So the shulchan raboch is mole. So he says, are you permitted to be makter on the Mizbeach? You're not permitted to makter on the Mizbeach either. It's the Esa, Lachem V'Loi L'Gavoya. So what Tzorech Hayoyim is there here? As I frek the Haflo. Toishach Shulchan Rabach Elo Baktora Seymurim. And you're not allowed to. So he says he intends to be makter it. I don't know the Bailam, how we make the intentions. We have different people involved over here. But Al Koponim, I mean, it's Amir de Kazakh. You have a person who is shechting an Eilus Nedove because he wants Shulchan Rabbi should be mole. He can't stand that Shulchan Raboy is chosel. He wants it to be molly. So he's shechting gezelus nedove. There's an essay. You're not allowed to be makterit. Stama, there's no mitzvah naktore. There's also mitzvah bo bavere. We have the same problem over there. It says, given the date lahakte havalei tzere ktas. I really don't know if we could also say the same teretz that we said before, that if you say mitzvah b'averus ad rabbonon, so perhaps that we say v'lachem v'loi l'gavoya is only nisa ad rabbonon. Could be over there, perhaps it's a little better. We find that a person is kereya b'shabbos, so he's Mekai Mitzvah's Kriya, so the Yerushalmi asks Sakasha, why is Mekai Mitzvah's Kriya? It's a Mitzvah Boba Avera. So the Yerushalmi says, Mitzvah Boba Avera is only Hosam Hu Ovid Avera. Hochi Gufa Avera. Kaponim from the Yerushalmi, it would seem a person is Machalo Shabbos by doing a Mitzvah, it's not called a Mitzvah Boba Avera. So it could be over there, the whole Taisva says by eating macholas asur, is a mitzvah b'avera. So we have to be magder, there's a chilek between macholas asuris and chilu shabbos. So it could be perhaps over here, b'chlal, it's not a mitzvah b'avera. It's a chilu yontav, you're over an esser, but it's not a mitzvah b'avera. Even the dakte lahakte have a tzeir chtas. So could be here, Bechlal is not shver the kasha. He wants to be makter, and could be it's a kosher haktore. So it's called a tzeir chayim chtas. V'nira lari, doitzo as tinik letayil, have a tzeir chayim. That's a tzerech hayoyim. You want to have an enjoyable walk in Yontif. So you want to take out the carriage with the baby. That's called a tzerech hayoyim. tanos hayoyim. Umiyu haitzol letzerech nochi, but to take out the tzerech nochi, nire da osa. That's osa, that's a called a tzerech hayoyim. Umashe nogu ata lohitzi letzerech nochi. So Taisus had a problem. That means the minig was bisman atoisvis that people used to carry things out for goyim in yontif. Hoyenira la Rashbe. So the Rashbe said a moira de kechidish. Mishum de reshus harabim didon lehave ele kamulis. All reshus harabim are only a kamulis, not a real reshus harabim. The ein rechovim tezayin ame. So it's only also midarabonon. V'gabi yomtev loigoza rabonon. So the whole thing is a moloche darabonon. And the rabonon were not goza by yomtev. Now where do we see such a thing that by a moloche darabonon they weren't goza? Aitzo darabonon they weren't goza. Ki heichid latikin rabonon eruvi chatzeres biyomtev. Now, Eruvi Chatzeres is also a Hitzor Mirishus Shal Yochid, Lirishus Shal Rabim. That means the Chotzer Shal Abatim, all the Batim have a Rishus to be Mishtamish in the Chotzer. So the Chotzer is called a Rishus Shal Rabim, the Batim are called a Rishus Shal Yochid. And in Shabbos, you're not allowed to take out without an Erev, you're not allowed to take out from the bottom to the Chotzer, because you're taking from a Rishu Shel Yochid, the Rishu Shel Rabim. And in Yontem, you don't need a Ruvi Chatzeres. So what Pshat? Because since this Rishu Shel Rabim is only Midarabonon a Rishu Shel Rabim, so by Yontem, they won't Geyser. Now, where do we see you do not need a Ruvi Chatzeres by Yontem? The Omar, the Gemara says over there, Yomtev shechaliyos erev Shabbos. If Yomtev is chal erev Shabbos, so the Gemara clause of Shaila is one permitted to make erev Shabbos eruvi chatzeres for Shabbos. Rabbi Yoima ma'alvin eruvi chatzeres avoloi eruvi tchumim. You're not allowed to make Erev Shabbos, which is Yontif, and Eruvi Tchumim for Shabbos. But you are allowed to make an Eruvi Chatzeres for Shabbos. Lefi Sha'ata Oisroi B'dovor Ho'osoloi. V'ata Oisroi B'dovor Hamutoloi. So without going into the lumdis of Rebbe's Taine, but Al Kaponim, Rebbe is saying as follows. That in Yontav, since there's an Isot Tchumim, so in Yontav you're not allowed to make a Tikkun for Tchumim in Shabbos, because in Yontav alone there's an Isot Tchumim. Masha Enkein, since in Yontav there's no Iser of Eruvi Chatzeres, so Memele, because no Iser to carry out into a Chotzer from a Rishu Shel Yochid, so if there's no Iser, so there's no Iser in Yontem to make Eruvi Chatzeres. He says, a pula that I'm also to do, I'm not allowed to make a Tikkun L'Tzorech Shabbos. A pula that I'm mutter to do, I'm permitted to make a Tikkun L'Tzorech Shabbos. Aber Al Koponim, we see from that Gemara that one does not need a Eruvi Chatzeres in Yontem. Alme loitiken eruvi chatzeres biyontev. No. So what is eruvi chatzeres? It's a reshus shal rabim midarabonon. No, a kalmalis is also a reshus ha rabim midarabonon. Vuadin de loigos rubi kalmalis. So they want guys to be kalmalis. Voho de kaimulon beperik omru loi. Pere kame de beye de yeish erev vahoytso liyontev. Des erev vahoytso liyontev nire da erev beiruvi tchumim. The Masho wants to say that lefize heitso means al yeitse ish bim koimoy. So there's a din tchumim biyontev. Yesh Erev Ahitzor LeYontev. There's a din of Ahitzor Yetzei Yishmim Koimoy. And there's a din Erev of Erev Tchumim in Yontev. That's what the Gemara means. But Ahitzor does not mean Ahitzor Shabbos. Ahitzor Mershus Lashus. And Erev does not mean Eruv Yichatzeres. That's what the Rashba said. So the Rashba said a shtik teire. He said a few shtik lach teire. He said just like there's no need of an eruv yichatzeres in Yontif, so hu adin, there's no isa hitzor nekarmelis. So therefore, one is permitted to carry for a goy. Vishuv chosar boy, the michotzer she'ena moreves ein lulmeid mimenu lekarmelis tachoma tvei, k'moyshe pirashti b'mesech t'shabbos. Number one, afilu, we will assume that this is all true, that one is permitted to take out in Yontif from a reshush shel yochid or reshush shel rabim, that means a chotzer, one is permitted to take out from the bayis l'chotzer. But from this vegen, a chotzer is a reshush ha-yochid, it's mukif mechitzis, and midarabon and they answered it. So a chotzer is kill than a karmelis, which is not pechlal reshus ha-yochid. And Betzim the Tosfos HaRosh brings what the raya is that it's kill, because by a sreife you're permitted to take out from the bayis that's burning into a chotzer she'ena morevis, but you're not permitted to take out into a karmelis. So if you say it's the same, so what's pshat? So you see klal that a chotzer she'ena morevis is killed in a karmelis. So memele, so there's no raya that they were matter tiltul in a karmelis. That's number one. So the whole dimyan of a chotzer she'ena morevis to a karmelis is tamazai not oiskal. For oid nire, the hod the kaimel on the yesh eire vayitzor leyontiv, not the way I said till now, that al kaponim places wanted to say that is no chiyev eruv yichatzeres in yontiv. The hod the kaimel on the yesh eire vayitzor leyontiv is not, so I just wanted to say it's speaking about Eruv Yitchumim, that there's a Yetz Yishmim Koim, there's Eruv Yitchumim. So Tosfos says, no, but Eruv Yichatzeres, Mayri, it's speaking about Eruv Yichatzeres. How do you know? So I'll bring you two rights. Mi deboi lamei mepek omru loi, dein Erev vohitzo le Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara wants to say, ein Erev vohitzo le Yom HaKippurim. So what does that mean? Let's say, the Gemara wants to say a case that a person could do one meisen, be chayiv a lot of chatois. So he was meitzi a machol bepiv, and it was nicer and pigul and he's chayiv a chatos on each one. And it says over there, im hoisa Shabbos, vayitziyoy bepiv, so when he swallowed it, so besides all the Yisurei Achil he was zayva, he's also zayva. Heitzor, he made a hanoche. With this he made a hanoche. When he swallowed it, that's a hanoche. So he's chayim al tzeitzor also. So now, the Gemara in Krisa says, why do you say Moshe Shabbos? We're talking about Yom Kippurim. So when he swallowed, he was like on Pigul and Nois on Yom Kippur. So he's not a Moshe Chayv on Yom Kippur. He's Chayv on Eitzos Yom Kippur. So why do you say, I think that the member of Rameh, Moshe Shabbos, so be Mechayv al Tzitzo. Yechayv al Tzitzo on Yom Kippur. So vayis the Chois, ein Erev Eitzo le Yom Kippur. There's no Isar Eitzo on Yom Kippur. That's what the Gemara says over there. So therefore, he had to say, Hoysa Shabbos, so he'd be Mechayiv al Tzeitzor. So what does their Heitzor mean? So their Heitzor means, if the Gemara wants to bring a Raya, that Hoysa Shabbos, so it's a Raya that Heitzor over there means, Heitzor means, not, Ayetze Chutzlum Koimai, Heitzor means, the haitzah of taking out from one issue to another issue. So Mamela, and we say, Ein Erev Ahitza. So Mamela, we say, just like there's no Isar Ahitza, there's no Isar Erev. So, Mestamu means the Erev Aviruvi Chatzeres. If we are combining Erev with Ahitza, and it's Muchach over there that Ahitza means Ahitza Mershus Lashus, so then there's Ein Erev, there's no need for an Erev. Just like there's no Isa on Eitzah Mershus Lishus, there's no need for an Erev on Eitzah Mershus Lishus. V'chein bebeye, boi lemeidek dein Erev Eitzah Liyontem, midishori besil leitzikotn v'lulev. V'hein Eru v'chatzeres. V'hash temuchach leishabe, midishori Eitzah, d'lagos rabon an Eru v'chatzeres. Elo, d'lagos rabon Eru v'chatzeres, amishum Eitzah, aval Eru v'tchum imen inyon elo Eitzah. Now, let's just explain the second raya. It says in Beye that Beisilu was matter to carry a tinik lomel, to carry a sefer Torah, likreis boy, to carry a lulav, lotzeis boy. So the Gemara at first wanted to say, what is the time of Beisilu? The Gemara didn't know of mitoich. So the moment to say, Beisilu holds, bachlal, there's no Yisraitzo on Yonte. There's no Yisraitzo, so you'll have to carry a Sefer Torah, you'll have to carry a Lulav. That's what the Gemara first wanted to say. So the Gemara says, Ein Erev, that Beisilu holds, Ein Erev, Eitzo on Yonte. So what does Eitzo mean? There's no Yisraitzo. Now the Gemara puts in the same memory, Ein Erev. So Koch, Ein Erev means that there's no Eruvi Chatzeres in Yonta because there's no Isareitzo. And you can't say Erev means Erev Tchumim. Havel Erev Tchumim ain't in Yonta Leitzo. If you'll tell me that Eitzo Zicha means Eitzo Mershus Lashus. So how could the Gemara build? We see from Beis Hillel that there's an Ein Erev v'yontev. Since there's no din of Eitzah, so there's no din of Erev Tchumim. What does Erev Tchumim v'shachas with Eitzah? It's a different din in Ganzen. So Al-Koch Erev means Erev v'chatzeres. Al-Koponim, so what do we see from this? We see that the whole Shtek Torah of the Rashba is not true. That means the Gemara only said, if there's no Isar Eitzah, there's no din of Eruv Chatzeres. But Lefiya Em is that there is an Isar Eitzah in Yontav, there is a din of Eruv Chatzeres. So Memele, the whole Shtik Torah of the Rashba wanted to say, just like there's no din of Eruv Chatzeres, you'll have to be metaltal and accomplice. So first he says he went overboard. He can't be medana kamalis to achot shesheni murevus. Fine. Then he says, I'm wrong in that halacha also. There's a din eruvi chatzeres in yontiv. Because the gemara is mekash eruvi chatzeres to the yisar eitzah. If you hold ein eitzah beyontiv, is ein eruvi chatzeres beyontiv. If you hold yesh eitzah beyontiv, which we hold, there is an yisar eitzah, that's a tov mitaych. But there's an Isar Eitzah, so then there is a din of Eruv Chatzeres. So Mamela, so the whole thing is wrong. The Rashba brought down a Gemara. The Gemara said, "Id Rebbe said, Iata Oisroi bedover hamutaloi. You're allowed to make Eruv Chatzeres in Yontev Letzeres Shabbos because that is a tikkun that is mutter in Yontev." You don't need Eruv Chatzeres. So from that Gemara, it would seem that there's no din Eruv Chatzeres in Yontif. That's a problem. For ho, the come of Yato Yisrael, we don't have mutter loy, ayni mishum, the mutter lo hoitzi litzoyrech. That means that litzoyrech, it's mutter. That means that there's a, that is zicher, that even though there's an Isar Eitzah, and because there's an Isar Eitzah, there's a din Eruv Chatzeres also, but the din Eruv Chatzeres is not more chomer than the Isar Eitzah. So just like Eitzah Letzoyrech is mutter, so Eitzah with the Nachotz Sheni Merevis Letzoyrech is also mutter. It's only also Shalei Letzoyrech. So that's true. You have to make an Eruv Chatzeres for Shalei Letzoyrech. For once to make a Yitzah Shalei Letzoyrech. Aber Letzoyrech Yontif, you don't need an Eruv. because Ulgabi Dar Eitzah is Mutter. So since you don't need an Eruvi Chatzeres for Eitzah LeTzeirech. By Shabbos, you need an Eruvi Chatzeres for Eitzah LeTzeirech also. So Mamela, that is why you can make an Eruvi Chatzeres in Yom Tov for Shabbos. Ela Meyato, Yem Mutter Lasa is Mugba B'Yom Tov. So he asked him, if you say Mitoich, so let's make a Mugba B'Yom Tov. Vim Taimel Lididei Nami Tikshe, V'chi Lo Yisovet Amrinim Mitoich, he doesn't know the Mitoich. What time did the Beisil Loch heal? The Beisil Loch allowed to carry a Tinnik Lomel boy, say, for Tayo Likris, because of Mitoich. So, I mean, the Rapopa said something so wrong that there's a dinner, sure there's a dinner Mitoich. Yishloime Shahoye Soivel, the time of the Beisil, Mishim Deinere Vaitzok, the Gasal Kadaiter Mikor Bebeye. Avagav Dosam Porchel, Adumel Rapopila Shmiele. So Taisus wants to say one Mahalach. Taisus wants to say that he held Taker is no din of Mitoich. Beisilu was only Mater Heitzo, because he holds an Erev Heitzo Yontif. For Eidishleim Isha Yosever that Rapapa held Hutro Sheloi Letzoirich. Ubavachi Yeidover Horogel. But he held it's only Mutter. But you have to do a dover horogel, which is rogel to do. So he held the chesaron of mugmer is not because not shavu lechol nefesh. He held the chesaron of mugmer is not a dover horogel. So memele, so abiyas psul is also not a dover horogel. So he answered him, no, that mugmer is also because not a dover shavu lechol nefesh. Omalei ano dover hatzorich l'chol nefesh kamine, utzvi tzorich l'chol nefesh. Na tzvi is tzorich l'chol nefesh. V'chein bia, bia is also dover shavu l'chol nefesh, that's why it's permitted to make a chabula. V'koshalari. To oma besoif perik beiz de beye, mal l'chabis haner mipnei dover acha. The Gemara clears a shayla. One wants to make tash meshamite in a room, and there's a ner there. So, and one is not permitted to make tashmish, cause man is a ner in the room. So the Gemara clears a shayla. Is it, mutter to be mechaba the ner, letzerich tashmish? Umasik da osa. The Gemara says it's osa. So Taisus asks, so hoch is shorim ishum de tzorich lachol nefesh. Our Gemara says that bile is a dover ashabo lachol nefesh. And therefore one is permitted to make a chabura because it's a dover shavu l'chol nefesh. So why didn't you say mitoich by kibui? It's just like a kibui is mutter l'tzorich l'chol nefesh. It's mutter shalei l'tzorich l'chol nefesh. This is a tzorich hayayim. He wants to make bila. Bila is a dover shavu l'chol nefesh. Yeshloima dohoche davke bebila rishoyne de mitzvehi tahave tzorich mitzves hayayim. Avul shar bilois ein kolkach tzorech hayoy. Now I'd like to elaborate a little on this Taisvis. Now, Taisvis says that bile is a mitzvah hayoy. And what about piyev rivye? It's also a mitzvah. So the Birchus Avram brings down that Pirvirivye is not called a mitzvah hayoyim. That means there's a mitzvah Pirvirivye, but it doesn't have to be done today. It can be done tomorrow. It's not a mitzvah hayoyim. Some are mele, so there's no heter to be mechaber than there. You want to make tashmish today. You want to make mitzvah Pirvirivye. Mitzvah Pirvirivye does not have to be today. That's not called a mitzvah hayoyim. What's Bilas Mitzvah? Why is Bilas Mitzvah more Mitzvah Hayyim? So the Birchus Avram explains because the Bila is the Gemar of the Nisuin. So you have to be Masmech the Bila as much as you can to the Nisuin. So it's mutal on you to be goymer the nesuin. So memela, so that's called a mitzvah hayoyim. If he wasn't boiled till now, it's a mitzvah hayoyim to be boiled today, to be goymer the nesuin. So that's called a mitzvah that's mutal olav hayoyim. So memela, so you allow, so if this mitzvah will involve making a chabur, so you make a chabur, you say mitoich, this is a mitzvah hayoyim. Masha ein kein, the mitzvah of Pirya Varivya, it's not a mitzvah sayyim. So memela, so it's not a mitzvah sayyim, so there's no heta. At kan l'shayni. That's what the Birchas Avraham says. Now, I heard two ha'oris on this. Fine. But I understand Pirya Varivya is not a mitzvah sayyim. So memela, you can't do a malocha, need either hanor sayyim, a mitzvah sayyim, it's not called mitzvah sayyim. Now, what about mitzvahs oine? There's a mitzvah of oine. But why isn't that called oine biyontef? Why isn't that called a mitzvah sayyim? So, I saw the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Simen Reishmem, in Shar Etzion, Sifkoten Gimel, there's no chiyuv oine biyontef. There's a chiyuv oine b'shabbos, there's no chiyuv oine biyontef. Arizal says, this Yorub, there's an Indian that, the Neshomis that are Bashafen and Yontif are Hilik and Neshomis, but there's no Chiyavoyne. He says, there's no Chiyavoyne and Yontif. That's what the Sharetzion says, so that's me, this Taisus is a Moirdikerai to the Sharetzion. So that's why Bil is not called a Mitzvah Sayyid. Lachayyid would be a Mitzvah Oine. And Yom Tov, so it's a mitzvah sayyim, so why isn't the heter of kibbutz? But I hear another ha'orim. The Mechaber in Simen Reish Pei says, Tashmish hamito mitanuge Shabbos. But so it would seem from the Mechaber that one is mekayim oinik Shabbos, with Tashmishamita mitanugei Shabbos. Now the Rambam says, "Kishem shem mitzvah lechabed Shabbos ula ango kach kol yomtiv." So lechayre. So why isn't this called a mitzvah sayyim? Why isn't this called a mitzvah sayyim? He wants to be Ma'anik Shabbos. This is called an Einik Shabbos. I mean, Einik Yontif. There's a mitzvah of Einik Yontif. And then it's very difficult for me to understand if a person is cooking a Gid Hanoshe, so he doesn't get Malkis on it because that's called Simchas Yontif. So if an Achilles Gid HaNoshe is called Simchas Yontif, and there's a heter of mitoich on this, so lechayre, why an Tashmish Amite, which is an oinik hamuteres, I mean, why should this be, why shouldn't you say mitoich on this? So the Davoidi, I don't understand this teretz of Taisvis. Now Taisvus says another teretz. Va'oid yeshloimer the kibui haner mibnei dovaracha v'kamei machshiren. This is not called. I'm doing a meloche letzoyrech oichol nefesh or letzoyrech another thing, which is another tzoyrech, which is a tzoyrech yontiv. This is called machshiren. V'afilo boichol nefesh also. This is not called, I'm not deriving a direct benefit. That means, through the kibui ha'oyer, the tzairich is the tashmish. I have a problem, I can't make tashmish if the ner is burning. So I'm mechaber the ner. So the kibui ha'ner is machshir that I'm now able to make tashmish. But it's not considered that this is a meloche in the tzairich. It's a meloche, in a dover that is machshir that I'm able to do the tzairich. just like if we'll speak about to sharpen a knife or to be misakin a keli, so that's machshirei oichel nefesh, which is also. So mamela, so Tosfos says, so bechlal, and that, afilu by oichel nefesh, goof, there's no heter of machshirim. So this is machshirim. So mamela is bechlal, no problem. Afilu by oichel nefesh also. Kein muchach also, the poichel on behod de sanye, the mechabim esa bikaz, kidei shlo yis'ashen habayis. The Gemara asks, you're allowed to extinguish a log that's burning, that it shouldn't make the house smoky. So we see that in Kibui there's a nuchason, there's a chason of machshirin. So it's nothing to do with our... Let's see the Gemara further. Omar Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, Hoira Rabbi Yochanan Betzaidon, Osa Livel Betchila B'Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, that one is not permitted to be boiled Betchila B'Shabbos. Hoira. So the Gemara asks, Umi Ike Hoira Le'Yisa, there's a Hoira Le'Yisa. Now let us see Rashi. Mi ika hayro le isa, umi kori isa hayro. When one is machmer, is that called a hayro? Mishim dechol odom rashay lahachmer. Vaha oiser einzes michas devorim, that he was mevarer the devorim, he was soymach on him, that it's also. Shafilu mina sofik, shein alocha brur oloi, ubo voisa, one can ask a misofik. Avol hamater, soimech ashmuosoi, eosforis chachmosoi, vihi oiro. If a person is a mater, that's called a hero. A person is a machmer, so that's not called a hero. Misofik could also be machmer. So it's very interesting, this lotion, Eure Rabbi Yochanan Betzaidon Osa Livo Betchila B'Shabbos. Umi Ika Heiro Le'Isa, so the Gemara asks, is there such a lotion of Heiro that is used when one answers? And for Snan we learned, Heirua Be'Silu, Shetahei Nezira Oid Sheva Shonim Acheiris. What does Rashi say? Hey, Ruah Beisilo, Mishni B'Meseches Nozer, Behuni Hamalk. Sheyotzo B'no Lemulchome, B'nodro Sheve Shonim B'Nozer, Ve'umonso B'chutzo Loretz, Ve'olso Loretz, Hey, Ruah Beisilo, Shetei Nezira Oid Zayin Shonim Acheiris. So Beisilo said, you were not Yoitze, your minion in Chutz Loretz. So he was Machmer. And it says a loshen of hayro. So you see, even lechumre pastechet a loshen hayro. Vinami kihodesanye chut hashedre shenifsak berubay. Streif divrei Rebbe. Now chut hashedre shenifsak berubay means that the oil that is the skin that is makif, which surrounds the chut hashedre, the spinal cord. So, roiv of the hekif of that oil was nifsak, was cut. So, he says that the circumference of the oil that's makif, the spinal cord, was cut. So then it's treif, divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Yaakov ayma afilu nikev. Rabbi Yaakov said afilu, there was one hole in the oil. It's also treif. Oire Rebbe, so now Rebbe was machmek Rabbi Yaakov. Again we see Rebbe is machmer, and it says a loshen hayro. Omar Rav Hune, ein alochek Rabbi Yaakov. Fine. Rav Nachman bar Yitzhok masni ochi. Omar Rav Abo, shol Rabbi Shmuel ben Yaakov de min tzures Rabbi Yochanan betzaido. Bano Shami, I heard Mali Ubitchila Bishabis. Amalayosa, it wasn't a Psaigo, it was a Shaila, that's what he answered. Hilches mutter livel betchile b'shabbes. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, chut ha-shedre shenifsak berubay treife. V'hilches mutter livel betchile b'shabbes. Let us see the bottom tais. Ulei chashinen shema yishchet ben oif. So l'cheire, there's another problem. He says, Shchitas ben oif. So why says, V'lei chashinen? Oh, samchine lemevet sude b'shabbes. Before we go further, let us just see one taisvus on the Zayin Amid Beis, which belongs to our Gemara. Heirua Beis Hillel. This is the third taisvus on the Zayin Amid Beis. Kabi Hilne Hamalke. This is speaking about Hilne Hamalke. So now taisvus asks a historical shailim. Afal Gav, the mi beis chashmeinoi hoiso. Hilni Hamalke came from the beis chashmeinoi. Shrei aim munbaz hamelech hoiso kedi oma biyuma. She was the mother of munbaz. Now, umalchis hudis. Now, hudis was an eved from the chashmeinoi. And hudis rebelled against the chashmeinoi. And Hudis wiped out all the Chashmeinoim. Umalchus Hudis meya v'sholei shona bifnei habayis. Hudis became a king 103 years before the Churban Habayis. That's when Hudis became king. V'hilel loinog nisiyusoi at sholei shonim la'achel malchus Hudis. He first became Nosi 100 years before Churban Habayis, so that means he became Nosi 3 years later, after Hudis became king. Now, 3 years ago already, the Hudis had wiped out all the Chashmeinoi. So if Hilni Amalke asked Ashaila, so this Maisa was much before, when she was alive. Now, who was Matir? Beis Hillel was Matir. Who Beis Hillel? Now, so Beis Hillel means that there was a yeshiva. So Lecheira Taisvis held, Taisvis was under the impression, Al Kaponim, that the yeshiva started when he became Nosi. So how could they, his yeshiva paskin for Hilni Amalka's yeshiva wasn't in existence when Hilni Amalka was alive. So Taisvah says, "Behilu leinog nesiusi ad sholishonim lachem alchus hudis kedamrinen hillel v'shimin gamliel v'shimin nogun nesiusnem bifnei abayis meyashonim mikomokim kvarhoyu loyos talmidim shohiru." That means he became a nosi then, but he was in Eretz Yisrael, and he had a yeshiva functioning before Malchus Hudis, and the Her Talmidim, which were then Roi Lahiro. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Chelboi Omar Ravune, Omar Rab Abbe Bar Zavda Omar Rav, Achas Besule, Achas Almone Tune Broche. They an amone and a psula nitshever brochas. Umiyomar Ravuna hochi. Omar Ravuna almone eine tune broche. An amone does not nitshever brochas. So we have a stirin Ravuna. Here he says achas almone needs a broche. Here he says an amone does not need a broche. Zimon says loikashe. Kan bebochu shenosa almone, kan bealmoin shenosa almone. An almoin shenosa almone does not need sheva brochis. A bochu shenosa almone needs sheva brochis. And I saw the Chasam Sofer brings down from the Haflah that the union of sheva brochis is on the Simchas Biyah. And so my melos now will understand. And alman shenos almone. So there's no simchas bila rishayne because both of them were married. And abocher shenos almone. So there's a simchas bila al kapona mitzad chosan. So that's why we make the sheva brachas. Agavuche da haflosas a amayre de kechidisha simchas the machloikis in this. He says, what is, let's say, if it was nichnesa lechupe v'loi nivalo, and she became an almone min enesuin, so you also make sheva brochas, because by it is also simchas bila. Kol's man, the sheva brochas is because of the simchas bila. So the Gemara asks, v'almen shenosa almona loy? So you're telling me there's no sheva brochas, by an almin shenos almona, v'omar Rav Nachman, omar lihune bar nosen, tane minayim lebirchas chasanim ba'asoret. How do you know that you make birchas chasanim, you need a minyan? Shenema v'yikach asora anoshim mizikney ha'ir, v'yoyimer shvu poi v'yeshevu, u'boy is almin shenos almona have. So how can you say an almin shenos almona does not need sheva brachas v'ker? We learn out from Boyes, he was an almin shenos almone. What does Rashi say? Boyes almin have, da oma mar avtsen ze Boyes. Kva hoyoloi lamed bonim, ushloishim bonis beboba basre. So memele, so by him, the Chassam Sofer explains, so the zich was simchas, there was no simchas bil already by him. He had 60 children, kind of. So memele, let us see Taisvis on Omid Beis for 1 second. For boy is almein shenosa almona habe. So Taisvis says, lav davke almone. Rus was not an almone. Dechshinises lemachlein aisanoche. So we see Taisvis holds, she wasn't Megaya herself. So she's not an almone. She never was married. Alakivin debule hi kalmone chashimlo. Here the criteria is if you have a simchas beila. So memela rus also there was no simchas beila. And we see they did make sheva brochas. So the Gemara says, "May enetune broche da omar avune, enetune broche kol zayin, avo yoim echot tune broche." That is pshat. You don't need a broche kol, that what Rav Hune said. That almona ain't a tune broche. It doesn't mean that it doesn't need a broch at all. The first day by the first suda, you make birchas chasanim. But that's it. But all, there's no din of shivi shimei amishte. So you only make broches the first day by the first suda. And that's what it means. But you don't need a broche kozai. The Gemara lo de san yeshok du chachomim al takonis benois yisroh shisemech imo gimel yomim. That's by Nalmone. Bemai. Ibe bocha amret shive. A bocha you told me so de shive shimei amishte. Ibe almen ha amret yoyim echot. So what's this inyan of simche? Iboyis eime ba'almen yoim echod lebrocha ushloisha lesimche. Iboyis eime bebocha shiva lebrocha bebocha shiva lebrocha ushloisha lesimche. Let us see Rashi. Amrit shiva dimidaina tuuna de kamaravuna kimna deina tuuna shiva machlal de tuuna de kamaravyabe min shiva. So memele, so. So what's that here, Shloisha? So the Gemara says, one of the two. Either it's one day lebroche and 3 days lesimche, by an alman shenos and almone, or it's shiva lebroche and shloish lesimche by bocho she nosa almone. Now I'd just like to say, ein vold, by Emerson, there are a few in Yonim by Chosen and Kala. There's an Indian of Broche Iske Mekoyer, the Gemara says later, he mentioned from the Aflor, that dinyan of Broche is Simchas Be'ile. Rashi says later on the Posik, Asher Bora, Sosim V'Simcha, Chosim V'Kale, Chasenes Dibok Ish V'Isha Ayedei Simcha V'Chedve. And that's the Shivish Yemei HaMishter. There's a Dibok Ish V'Isha V'Dovak V'Ishto Yvoyu L'Bosar Echod. That Dibok is by a Bocha or by a Psule, the married in Almain, that is a din broche shiva. That's the broche and the mishte, that's for, that's chasenes dibuk ish ve ish. An Almain shenos almone, chazal bo mesakin, one day, one sude. The yem rishon, the first sude you make, is a din of sheva broches, and that's it. More than that is not. There's another din. There's a din simche. What's this din simche? This din simche is we learn shagdu chachomim atakonis mnais Yisrael shleyei mashkim the next day and go to work. There's a simche that the husband should be with the wife the whole time for 3 days. The first 3 days he has to be, that was the shagdu. And that's an almin shenos almono also, that's a din simcha. It has nothing to do with the brocha. He has to be mesameach ishte to be with her 3 days. Don't go to work. Don't leave her alone. And then be'emison we see there's another din. The chinuch says, noki yil beisei shone v'simachas ishtoi. So the chinuch says, she yisamach hachosen im ishtoi shone achas. Shlo yisa chutz le'ir lo sheves zulocho yomim rabin. He shouldn't leave her for many days. He's allowed to go away for one day, but for yomim rabin is also. Ve'echod ha'noise yesa psule o yesa almone o yesa yevome chayiv bozeh. So that's another inyan of simche. There's a simche he shouldn't leave her for many days. That's the first year. The first 3 days, there's a simchi, shouldn't leave a period. Shlo yashkim amlach, he's going to come back later by the day. The first 3 days, there's a din, he should be misameich, whether he should be together with her. And then there's another simcha of chasenes dibuk ish v'ishe, aydei simcha v'chedve. And that is the simcha of the sheva brochis, and of the, that's like there's a chasene each night. So they're different in yonim. So, by a bocher, it's shiva le broche, and it's loisha le simche, if the isha is an almone. So, or the other way around, an almain shenos almone, it's echad le broche, or shloisha le simche.